today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear friend, dear listeners, ladies and gentlemen, salamu alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. The topic that we're going to speak about is how can I talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salamu alaikum. Today, Tuesday, is the 8th of Jamadil Thani, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 21st of Day, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 11th of January, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As we used to, in today's special, we open the Holy Quran for recitation of a verse from a great chapter. For today, we choose chapter Talaq, verse 3.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Wa yarzuquhu min haythu la yahtasib. Wa man yatawakkal 'ala Allahi fa huwa hasbuh. Inna Allaha balighu amrihi. Qad ja'ala Allahu likulli shay'in qadra.
And will provide for him from where he does not expect. And whoever relies upon Allah, then he is sufficient for him. Indeed, Allah will accomplish his purpose. Allah has already set for everything a decreed extent.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The blessed verse is saying that Allah will provide him from sources that he could have never imagined. And whosoever puts his trust in Allah, he will suffice him, since Allah will accomplish his purpose and he, Allah, has set a measure for all things. Thus, male and female witnesses are warned against entertaining fear of problems resulting from treading the path of truth, but they are enjoined to administer justice and invoke Allah for removing the impediment, since He guarantees that whoever puts his trust in Him, he will be delivered from entanglements. The significance of communication with Allah. In this part of today's special, it is incumbent on each and every Muslim to comprehend the meaning of communication with Allah as means of connection between people and their Creator and Master, and as the process of conveying intended meanings and messages from one side to the other through the use of prescribed ways and means. While performing all other religious injunctions and while scorning the possibility of committing sins, both minor and major, as much as possible, a person should know that he answers Allah's divine calls that target directly him and his consciousness. Such a realization lies at the center of the concept of niyyah. What is niyyah? The intention in one's heart to do an act for the sake of Allah alone, which in turn is a prerequisite for acceptance of religious acts. Prophet Muhammad is reported to have said that the reward of deeds depends upon the intentions, and every person will get the reward according to what he has intended. Sheikh Azhar Nasser.
The Quran is healing us from the disease of heedlessness. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. You know, sometimes we think that when we do evil, when we are disconnected from Allah, we will be punished later. But the reality is that you're living in hell now, but you don't even realize it. Ya man ismuhu dawa, Amir al-Mu'mineen says in Dua Kumail, Ya man ismuhu dawa wa dhikruhu shifa. Oh, whose names is medicine. But it's not enough to just read a prescription or read the label of the medicine. You have to take the medicine. And you, when you remember Allah, it's not just that you remember God. What you want to do is you want to be a reflection of Him. Allah is merciful, you become merciful. Allah is forgiving, you're forgiving. Allah is the knowledgeable, the knowing, you gain knowledge. You become a reflection of Him. So, one of the most important manifestations of Allah's rahmah is guidance. Allah calls the Tawrat rahmah. Injil is rahmah. Quran is rahmah. It's a mercy of Allah. And if you read it and you practice it and you make it real and you draw practical lessons from it, your life will be filled with mercy. You will be merciful. There will be mercy and love in your families. There will be mercy, love, harmony, empathy in our communities. Quran is a source of rahmah.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
Ways to get closer to Allah at home. Today's suggestion, salawat. Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him and his family, said, whoever sent salah, prayer and blessings upon me and my Ahlul Bayt once, Allah will send blessings upon him tenfold. There are so many benefits for sending prayers upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad and his Ahlul Bayt. It is also one of the most encouraged ways for us to express our love towards him. One of the ways to send prayers to the Prophet and his Ahlul Bayt is to recite, O Allah, send blessings upon Muhammad and upon the family of Muhammad as you send blessings upon Ibrahim and upon the family of Ibrahim. Indeed, you are praiseworthy and glorious. O Allah, bless Muhammad and the family of Muhammad as you blessed Ibrahim, the prophet, and the family of the Abraham. Indeed, you are praiseworthy and glorious.
Subhanallah, walhamdulillah.
Almighty Allah as the Creator communicates with His creation. Everyone is initially free of any false beliefs and will always enjoy a disposition towards goodness and sound beliefs, regardless of his adopted behavioral patterns, while at the same time innately disliking evil, deceit, and falsehood. Just like any other communication type, this type of communication likewise ought to be a 20-way process in order that it remains productive, meaningful, and strong in so far as man, the recipient of Allah's communicated word and message, is concerned. Thus, Allah afforded a number of opportunities to reciprocate both His direct and indirect communication initiatives. Man is asked to pray 5 times a day, supplicate, remember, praise, glorify, and sign praises to Him at certain appointed and recommended times, or whenever and wherever he feels disposed to do so.
Allah, because He knows us, He never sends a book without a teacher. Has Allah ever sent a book, a scripture, without a teacher? Did the Torah fall from the sky, or was the Torah revealed to Musa? Did the Injil fall from the heavens on the earth in the form of a book, or was it revealed to Isa? Allah never sends a scripture without someone who is the embodiment of those teachings. Because Allah knows that human beings need a living example. We need to see these teachings in action. In fact, we are so influenced by role models that Allah sent more prophets and messengers than books. Allah never sends a scripture without a prophet. But Allah, sometimes, He sends prophets and messengers without scriptures. Because what is most important is what? To have the living example. And we are very fortunate, brothers and sisters, to have role models like the Ahlul Bayt. I'm telling you that we have someone like the Prophet, who is rahmatan lil alameen. Do you know, brothers and sisters,
that was all for today's special, inshallah. We continue this nice topic on the next episode of today's special. Follow us at parstoday.com/en, today's special. Our topic was about how can we talk to Allah.
I was so far from you, yet to me you were always so close. I wandered lost in the dark. Close my eyes to all the signs you put in my way. I walked every day further and further away from you. Ooh, Allah, you brought me home. I thank you with every breath I take.